Job chapter 27. Moreover, Job continued his parable, and said, As God lives, who has taken away my judgment, and the Almighty, who has harassed my soul. All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue speak deceit. God forbid that I should justify you. Until I die, I will not remove my integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast, and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Let my enemy be as the wicked, and he who rises up against me as the unrighteous. Because what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he has gained, when God takes away his soul? Will God hear his cry when trouble comes upon him? Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God? I will teach you by the hand of God. That which is with the Almighty I will not conceal. Indeed, all you yourselves have seen it, why then are you so altogether vain? This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors, which they shall receive of the Almighty. If his children are multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with food. Those who remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. Though he heaps up silver as the dust, and prepares clothing as the clay. He may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. He builds his house as a moth, and as a booth that the keeper makes. The rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered to his fathers in rest. He opens his eyes, and he is no more. Terrors take hold on him as waters, a tempest steals him away in the night. The east wind carries him away, and he departs, and as a storm hurls him out of his place. Because God shall cast upon him, and not spare, he would pretend to flee out of his hand. Men shall clap their hands at him, and shall hiss him out of his place.